Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WBQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WBQCLP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WBQCLP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WBQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
I got a hand full of wonder seed. I'm gonna cultivate this mystery and help me bring me free. Do you want me on my way?
Hemp Rock 95.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here is Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
I just want to light you up, light you up like a fire. I just want to turn you on, turn you on and take you high.
Everybody wants a flash screen. Everybody wanna be seen. Everybody wanna be famous. Ain't nobody gonna blame us. Everybody wants a real deal. Everybody wants to cop a good feel. Everybody want more money. Everybody wants a taste of your honey.
I just want to light you up. Want to turn you on, turn you on, and take you high.
Everybody wants to pick your guitar. Everybody wanna ride in your fast car. Everybody wants a puff of your pipe dream. Everybody wanna lick of your ice cream. The preacher wanna tell you how to live life. Your mama and your daddy got you uptight. Your lover gonna go and pick another fight. I just wanna keep you up all night.
I just want to light you up, light you up like a fire. I just want to turn you on, turn you on and take. Yeah, this
With Galbraith, because he's my friend. I've known him a long time. He and I believe the same way about a whole lot of things, and I think you believe a lot of the same things that he does. So hear him out. Gatewood for Governor. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, and I started the Teapot Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at Facebook.com/Teapot Party or through your local party, including the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, or start one in your area. And I like that one. Hi, I'm Willie Nelson. and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WDQC-LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM, and WDQC.org, low power to the people. Also on WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
All right, it is Hemp Rock Radio, and I want to thank Willie Nelson especially for that. And, of course, as I said, it's Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress, and over there rolling the pot up today is, of course, the Burn Man. How are you doing today, Burn Man?
I'm doing okay.
Why don't you pull that microphone up closer to you so you can be really heard. And you just mentioned, of course, that you have some new Hemp Rock TV shows getting ready to go on public access. What you got?
Oxycontin Express.
I don't think you're might. Yeah, maybe check your plug on the end of it. Make sure it's plugged in. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties with his mic. Either that or move that one out of the way and grab the other one. We actually have three.
There you go.
Anyway, it's Hemp Rock Radio. We're having a little bit of microphone difficulties in here. And, you know, as I always like to say, we want to be able to stay on the air here at WVQC and 95.7 FM. And if you want to help that, of course, you can always be a member. And, of course, you can do that by being a member, by donating at least $30. Now, I would even say that anybody over the next 5 weeks that donates $30 to the station WVQC and has a membership, we will give you a free pass to go to the Hemp Rock Hemp Fest fundraiser the night of the Global Marijuana March. And, of course, if you want more information on that coming up now, you can go to hemprock.com and see the big promo for that. I do have that ready. And there's lots of bands that have already agreed to play. We have Madras Lounge, The Ohms, Open Mind Productions, Wendy Oakley and the Posse, DFI, and even Vicarious Indecisive, a really cool metal band. We haven't had any good metal bands for a while. And one of the singers in that band is also Zebulon of, I'm going to forget. I'm going to have to pull my own promotion up and forget. I forget what Zeb's full thing is. But Zebulon actually performed acoustically for Tanya Davis and the Patience Out of Patience rally. And so this is going to be with him as an acoustic individual set, as well as his full band, the Vicarious Indecisive. And
we got the dope boy out here wanting like, in to get at this pot.
Looks like
he thinks he's getting there at the pot. Door's locked.
Uh-oh, he's pounding on the studio. Anyway, we got a lot of great things. Also, waiting to hear back from Sock Monkeys, of course. The lead singer is our lovely Reefer Girl. We'll have other Reefer Girls there. Matter of fact, Brandy from Open Mind Productions crew will be working as well with the raffles and having a lot of fun. So we want everybody to have a lot of fun with us. Of course, that will be on May 7th, and it takes place at the Miami Town, Cleves, Ohio, Riverfront West Pavilion, where all the cool parties are. We will be opening the doors at 6 o'clock that evening, and music will kick off at 7. And now that is, of course, just that evening. Now, if you really want to have fun and get it started, we are having the march. Now, you know, folks, if you don't know, normally we do Saturday and Sunday. This year we are keeping it to only Saturday to make our jobs easier. Anyway, but we are going to meet downtown in front of the Freedom Center, gather for a few minutes, and then we're going to march with hopefully Reefer Roach and the Pottsberry Dope Boy, who just stepped into the studio. I think your mic's on.
One of them is.
That one is. The other one we couldn't get working, so you might have to use that one.
Going to have to share, Burn Man.
You guys can kiss each other.
Not in this lifetime.
So what's looking like you making to lead that march with Reefer Roach that day?
I still don't know yet. It's a little too far out on my schedule for work right now.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, we have you on there as being promoted that you will be there. So hopefully that schedule will work out.
God willing, and the creek don't rise.
That's or the river. All I can say is if the river rises, Mount Adams will be beachfront property.
Hey.
Boy, saying at the rate the waterways on this planet are going, that could be any time around the corner. So
I'm just curious. Did somebody operate this studio with a sledgehammer?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently, we've got stuff broken all over, so we're going to have to see what's going on with that.
We need people to join.
That's what I was saying just as you were pounding on the wall, is we need members, $30 a member. And, again, if anybody becomes a member between now and May 7th here at the station, they will get a free VIP pass. You'll find out what that is later for the Hemp Rock Hemp Fest fundraiser that night. Anyway, for the march, and that is, of course, the main event, the Worldwide Marijuana March, along with Cures Not Wars and groups around the world that day, and a few other days, as a matter of fact, but specifically May 7th, Saturday. Again, we'll be meeting downtown at the Freedom Center. That is, of course, the Underground Railroad Freedom Center. That will symbolize for us freedom here in Cincinnati, or maybe half-ass freedom. Anyway, we're back to Ohio decrim. You can no longer be arrested for a personal amount of 99 grams or less in one container. You will only be cited again like the rest of Ohio, or lacking two cities anyway. And from there, the group will march across the Blue Suspension Bridge into Covington. That's right, folks. We're going to do two states this year. And when we get over to the Covington Courthouse, the old one where the old jail was, make sure people realize the old jail on Park Avenue, right? We'll go over there. We'll bang our signs and
it's
drums.
303 Court Street.
Oh, it's actually Court Street's the address. I guess the backside is Park Street.
Yeah, I've used that address many a time.
Yeah. Anyway, most people know where that is, and all you got to do is march with us across the Blue Bridge about a block from there, turn around, march back in time for 420, back to the Freedom Center, and then, of course, right after that, come out to the fundraiser and join us for all the fun. And for those that want to join in on the costumes and sign contest, we'll be, of course, judging them and giving out the prizes that night in Miami Town at the Hemp Rock Hemp Fest. So, again, the bands, and over the next few weeks, we are going to have somebody from all of these bands on, be playing a lot of their music. And so, again, that includes Madras Lounge, The Ohms, Open Mind Productions, Wendy Oakley and the Posses, DFI, Vicarious and Decisive, Zebulon, as well as possibly the Sock Monkeys and maybe more. I'm not sure. Of course, we'll have speakers like Tanya Davis, Colonel Cannabis, and many, many more. And so stay tuned for that. Can't see in here. My goodness. Anyway, also, that's the local. Don't forget there's that going on internationally, around the world. You can go to cures-not-wars.org /WordPress, or you can just go to hemprock.com and get to it from there to see what city in your area is having that march. And now, on 420, before the May 7th events, if you want to protest nationally, of course, you can go to D.C. and join Overgrow the Government. Of course, you can get the information at Overgrow the Government, which is govt.org, and be in Washington, D.C. and march with people like MEMA, who takes care of our Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati Teapot Party page, and now the Ohio Teapot Party page. She's working both of those along with some other folks and doing a bang-up job and helping promote this event. She's going to be on the bus, she says, and make it in time for the 420 in D.C. So anybody else wants to go with her, of course, you can contact her through the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party in Facebook and let her know you want to go and meet up with her and everybody else in D.C. They will be marching from the Washington Monument to Lafayette Park, and I believe it starts at 9 a.m. in the morning. Again, you can go to overgrowthegovt.org for more information. Or, again, you can go to hemprock.com. The main page, scroll down, there's a banner there, and link on that also to get more information on that. But let's see. There is, of course, lots of different things I need to get to. And one of those, of course, is to tell you what that song was, because, of course, I Actually, didn't get stoned yet today, so I think that's why I forgot. But some of you are going, have I heard that song somewhere before? It's very possible that you heard it on one of those commercial stations like me and the Dope Boy did one afternoon, and we're driving along in the car, mesmerized by this awesome, awesome song. Normally, I would not play a commercial song. Well, some cool commercial songs, but this just struck me, and Chef Pot and Hash is such
absolutely
a, man, were we not just mesmerized
blown
that
away
day? Just it hit the airwaves, and we were just like, whoa. Now maybe we were just really high.
Could have been.
Could have been that.
There's always that possibility when we're together.
There's always that. But I'll tell you, that was just such a cool song that I have been waiting desperately to work it into this show. And of course the song was called Light You Up. I think that kind of fits, doesn't it, for Hemp Rock? And the artist is a guy named Sean Mullins. He has been a commercial artist, even did some television CW scores on different television shows and different things like that. And I admit, I've never heard of the guy. He's been out for probably 15 years. Never, ever heard of him until that day.
No, but actually, since we heard that song, mm-hmm. I've looked up some of his other stuff on that internet
YouTube
place to find music.
Yeah, YouTube.
Yeah, that something or other. But he's actually got a lot of good music.
I bet he does.
Yeah,
I bet he does.
I've enjoyed some of his songs.
Well, I don't know if he supports us, but I certainly like that song. So, again, that was Sean Mullins with Light You Up. What a great, great tune. And we got a couple other great songs throughout the show to play for you. And let's see. We got a few minutes. Now, of course, as you know, this past Saturday, I did not get to go, so I'm very sorry, and my friend did not make it in time to actually do what our plan was, so we did not get to meet up with Gary Johnson, but Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico, did indeed, as our guest last week, Adam Brooks, said, show up on the Diag to speak to everybody. So hopefully somebody did get some recordings of that, and we'll be able to get it to you so you guys know what he said at the Hash Bash, which I hear had beautiful weather, absolutely fantastic weather for Ann Arbor this time of year. Sometimes, folks, it's 20 degrees and snow out, and flurries and blizzards and stuff, and it's too cold for me. But they had a great weekend, and, of course, there's all kinds of pictures and stuff flying all over the place on Facebook, so if you want to check that out, go look for things from this year's 2011 Hash Bash. Now, in honor of Hash Bash weekend, I'm going to read this story. This comes from Fox News. Now, I can only say this, folks. Remember the drug wars for the children, right? It's all about saving the children from us and saving ourselves from ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. Child hospitalized after eating hashish breakfast bars. Now, here's the rest of the story. French police were investigating Wednesday how a bag of hashish resin blocks, eaten by kids who mistook them for breakfast cereal bars, came to be left in the grounds of a school. The students told teachers that they found the package containing the leafy-flavored breakfast bars hidden between a bush and the school fence during recess Friday. Progrès newspaper reported. I'm not French, so I'm going to pretend. One child from the school for 6 to 11-year-olds in Tarentaise near Saint-Étienne in central France was rushed to the hospital later that evening by his worried mother, along with a piece of leafy bar. Tests confirmed the bar that contained cannabis resin. Sometimes these guys don't write correctly. Let's see. Tests confirmed the bar that contained cannabis resin, and the boy was sent home at 11:30 p.m. local time. None of the other children who ate the bars became ill. Now, let me say that again.
They sent the kid home with the hash bar?
Yeah, that's what it says
okay
here. Tests confirmed the bar that contained cannabis resin and the boy was sent home by 11:30 p.m. local time. None of the other children who ate the bars became ill. Now, I'm going to come back to that in a minute. The mother of the boy who got sick filed a police complaint against the school for the admission of harmful substances. But Inspector of Schools Pierre-Michel Brunel said that the school team responded with vigilance but could not assume that the children had eaten cannabis. Okay. Now, I'm going to go back to that other line. Think about what this says. Tests confirmed the bar that contained cannabis resin, and the boy was sent home at 11:30 p.m. local time. It's in the same day. So sometime after school or during school, the kid got sick, went home, mom's freaking out, takes him to the hospital. So, you know, 2, 3 in the afternoon. By 11:30 that night, when it wore off, the kid's buzz wore off, he was sent home.
Well, at least he was high while he was at the hospital.
Yeah. Now, and then none other children who ate the bars became ill. Now, folks, if that is not a testament to how safe marijuana is, even for the children, I don't know what is. I know nothing else to show that marijuana does not hurt kids. If it did, this kid would not have been sent home. He would have been hospitalized for days and weeks, given other medication to counteract this horrible drug that he ate by accident.
Yeah, if they'd have found some Oxycontins or something, it would have been a whole different story.
He'd have been dead. Let's say they made, you know, a bunch of brownies that had Oxycontins in it. The kids would have been dead. Plain out and out dead. There wouldn't have been no sending them home with the bars. Yeah, and I don't get that part. I don't get that part at all.
I'm just trying to figure out a recipe for Oxycontin. Never mind.
So I have to say this again. These kids ate enough hashish bars. Now, obviously, it was really just chunks of hash. There was no cereal bar. They just mistook it for cereal bars. So it was just pure hash bars. Who knows how much the kid could have ate? And he was so sick that they sent him home later that evening. If that isn't the most benign substance known to man, that the DEA judge Francis Young said back in 1988, I don't know what is. There is no other testament to the facts on cannabis and children. So, I don't know what else to say other than this is, as I said, in honor of Hash Bash. I think kids should use it as a medicine as well. And I don't know what else to say about that, but we do have other stories to get to. In the meantime, we're going to roll the next clip, and it is, of course, called, what do you think? Oh, marijuana. It's Hemp Rock Radio. Roll up clip number 5, and we'll be back after the break.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war isn't that the war on drugs.
It's the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Larice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Quinn.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Monta Waters. And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
WVQC. Radio for the people, by the people.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City, WVQC.org, Cincinnati's 95.7 FM.
FM. That's right.
You're there.
95.7 FM, of course. And as I said, if you can become a member between now and actually, I guess it would be May 6th, because May 7th we won't be paying attention. But if you join our station here at WVQC for the minimum of a $30 membership, which can certainly help us not only stay on the air but replace broken equipment and things like that, as you know, we are a low power station, which also means low funds. So we need money. We need cash, and we need it now. So, again, if you want to be a member, as well as get to come to the Hemp Rock Hemp Fest to help us raise funds as well, you can be the member and get a free VIP pass along with your membership. So that gets you a pretty good deal as far as I'm concerned. And in this day and age, there is no good deals, let me tell you. Now, real quick before I go on, I want to let you know that song was from a group called Sweet Smoke. And the song, of course, was Marijuana, the theme of this show. And, of course, you know, I love to thank Cheech and Chong for our ID. That's for sure, and because we definitely love that. But I also want to tell you what's new coming from Cheech and Chong. Nike to release Cheech and Chong shoes on 420. Imagine that.
Awesome. I'm sure there's some type of hemp fabric involved with these.
Well, considering it's Nike, I would hope so, but it doesn't say that. It says a new shoe from sports footwear manufacturer Nike salutes the world's two most famous stoners, comedy duo Cheech and Chong. The legendary pair have released albums and movies since the 70s based on the marijuana culture. The Cheech and Chong Dunk High has heels designed as a tribute to the signature red bandana headwear worn in the movie Up in Smoke by Thomas Chong. Reports Brandon Richard at Soul Collector. Accompanying each pair of shoes will be two sets of interchangeable black and, you guessed it, green laces. The Cheech and Chong Dunks are said to be limited to only 1,000 pairs and, again, will be released in selected stores on April 20th. So, I guess contact your local shoe stores and departments and or go to Nike. And I guess find out. You can probably find out even from Cheech and Chong themselves. But again, that's pretty cool. You'll be able to wear shoes like Cheech and Chong.
Awesome.
And if anybody's out there still lucky enough to have a Chong bong, not only is it worth a lot of money, hey, you can even wear your Cheech and Chong shoes while you're smoking your Chong bong.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, now I would say anybody that can do that should take a picture and send it to us so we can post it, because that would be really cool. Now, I want to cover real quick some local stuff going on, because you know what we do here, not only on Hemp Rock, with playing a lot of local music along with others. Our station here is dedicated to local music, and anytime, not only some of the other shows, such as Cincinnati's Conscience coming up next, and many, many other ones feature local music. The whole station, when there isn't a live show, it's called Cincy Sounds. If you go to WVQC.org, you can check on, or click on the schedule, rather, and you will see a list of areas that just say Cincy Sounds. That means that that is coming from our Mac computer, and it is playing all local bands' music, or even individuals. It doesn't matter. And here, this comes for those folks here locally. This comes from the local Cincy Blues Society. You can get there to at cincyblues.org and look for the workshop. This is workshop band PR and marketing. And, of course, what they say is Cincy Blues Society presents Your Band's Marketing Sucks. That's right. Your Band's Marketing Sucks, a one-day in-depth workshop on how to better promote your band. I got to make this bigger because I'm blind, folks. Have trouble getting gigs for your band? Wonder why your band photo isn't featured in festival promotions? Being ignored by club owners and the media? In short, does your band's marketing suck? If so, head to the Cincy Blues Society in-depth workshop on band marketing and PR at our favorite, the No Theater. Of course, that's on Jackson Street down here downtown and over the Rhine. That takes place this coming Sunday. That's right, this Sunday, folks, from 3 to 7 p.m., followed by a meet-and-greet happy hour. Boy, that sounds like fun. You get to meet all kinds of other musicians in the area. Boy, now I can't read it because it's too big. takes up too much of the page. The Cincy Blues Society's Communication Committee and Local Artist Venue Liaison have assembled a team of marketing and PR experts to teach bands how to better promote themselves. The workshop will include topics such as press kits, basics of a band website, branding, social networking for bands, and merchandising. Attendees will be provided with a take-home CD that will include examples of all materials covered, templates for press kits, releases, and more. Registration begins at 2:30 p.m. and the workshop starts at 3, 1/2 hour later. Of course, there is a nominal cost for this. One price for members and one price for non-members of the Cincy Blues Society. This is, of course, looks like it's sponsored by City Beat's Mike Breen, who wrote a great blog about it. So go to Cincy Beat. Cincybeat.com for that. And, of course, if you want to find out more about the workshop again, that's this Sunday at 3 o'clock. Go to cincyblues.org and look for the workshop for band marketing. Again, that is the Your Band's Marketing Sucks seminar. Oh, my goodness. And again, as we always like to tell you, if you are a local band or musician, you can get a hold of us here at WVQC and ask for Maria, and you can get your music heard right here. Now, it is 1:38, is that correct?
Thereabouts.
I've still got a couple of minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and move on to another story here, because we've got a lot of stuff. Now, this is big as far as I'm concerned. And so we're going to watch this and see how this goes. Of course, you know, we don't have a lot of support in Congress, especially right now with the right-wingers taking control. Although, you know, we like to always say we do like some Republicans, like Gary Johnson and Ron Paul and Chef Potnash. And but you know, generally, and I'm not going to say
very liberal conservative.
Yeah, and really, that's called libertarian. But the facts are is that there are some Dems that are opposed to us, as you know, some of the people that pushed the Cincinnati law through that has now been overturned was a Democrat. So not all Democrats are good. I like to support those people and individuals that do the right thing. And here's one. Democratic Representative Jared Polis calls on Congress to end marijuana prohibition. And I think we should support this, obviously. You know, we've got a lot of things going on with medical states, but guess what? as you know, the feds are cracking down. They think that they're just going to squash our movement by going after people with the IRS. Same people that want to pay their taxes are now being hassled for not paying their taxes. It is just an oxymoron with our federal government, and I can honestly say, as some of you already feel, and the conversation I had with Gatewood last week, is that we totally agree that Obama has sold us down the river just like Clinton did back in the, I guess, 92. We all supported him in his first and second campaign because he promised to help medical patients, and as you know, most have died and only four are left for the medical compassion program for the feds. And so we have people like this gentleman supporting us nationally. This comes out of Washington, speaking alongside industry advocates. U.S. Rep. Jared Polis, a Democrat from Colorado, called Wednesday for Congress to end the prohibition on marijuana, stressing the need to reduce drug violence while hailing the medical cannabis market's capacity for growing the economy. Ending the failed policy of prohibition with regard to marijuana will strike a major blow against the criminal cartels that are terrorizing Americans and Mexicans on both sides of the border, Polis said at the National Press Club in response to a question from Raw Story. And by the way, this is from rawstory.com. It's been estimated that the drug cartels drive about half of their revenue from marijuana, so I think it would reduce the violence by half and reduce the money that fuels the criminal enterprises by half. Organized by the National Cannabis Industry Association, or NCIA, a lobbying and trade group for the industry. That's right, folks, we've become legitimate. The event featured anti-prohibition advocates and owners of medical marijuana businesses speaking out against the burdensome federal regulations they face. A common gripe was an IRS regulation, Section 280E, which prevents medical marijuana suppliers from deducting legitimate business expenses. I'm going to come back to that in a minute. The advocates argued that the provision was intended to apply to organizations engaging in illegal behavior rather than licensed cannabis dispensaries. NCIA Executive Director Aaron Smith unveiled a report conducted by Sea Change Strategy, an independent financial analyst firm, which projected the size of the medical cannabis industry to be $1.7 billion in 2011 alone. And that's only 15 states. NCIA estimated that including the city of D.C., who allows medical and is taxing it.
And is right by all the congressmen.
Yeah. I wonder how many of those congressmen have medical marijuana cards in D.C. so they can go get their medicine.
Yeah, but tell us we can't have ours.
Yeah, exactly. NCIA estimated that the figure will reach $8.9 billion in 5 years. It can only grow. Like the plant.
Didn't they just borrow like $100 billion from China? So that's like a tenth of what they borrowed could have been right off our medical marijuana industry.
That's right. That's right. And that's, I think it's a
and
low
that's
number.
Off of 14 states.
Yeah. I think that's a low number.
Yeah. Just imagine if it was all 50.
Yeah. And legitimately taxed.
There's half our national debt. Gone.
Gone. That's right. Polis invoked the impacts of a Colorado law that last year loosened restrictions on the industry. We've seen the benefits across the board as a job creation engine in Colorado, as sorely needed contributions to our revenue on the state level, he said. It'll reach its next level through congressional action that really allows the industry to be treated like any other. Whether it's access banking services, whether it's capital structures from investors from multiple states, whether it's finally be able to sleep quietly without, I think it's supposed to say whether somebody would finally be able to sleep quietly without the risk of federal enforcement action. The second-term Colorado Democrat predicted that national legislation was on the horizon, but said states must lead the charge. It's a critical and important time for advocacy at the national stage, he said. The more states create a regulatory structure around marijuana production and sales, the more pressure there will be on Congress nationally. Again, you can get that information at rawstory.com. And I guess if you really want to support, call your federal representatives and let them know you support Rep. Jared Polis. That's Jared Polis, a Democrat out of Colorado. Please support him, because if he doesn't get support, he'll think he's standing alone, and we must know that he is not alone. All right, we're going to roll on to the next clip, and we'll cover a couple more stories before the top of the show. This, of course, is what I say you should do, even if Congress doesn't allow it, but specifically to make sure they know that's what you want. This comes from John Schofield. We'll be back. It's Hemp Rock Radio.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Hi, I'm with the War on Drugs.
And I'm with LEAP.
Hey, I see you let that one get away.
Get away? What?
You let Michael Phelps go.
Ah, he's such a nice fella.
But we're going after those other scum, though.
Yes. The wrong crowd we've heard so much about.
Those bastards just sitting there doing drugs.
Doesn't justice demand equal treatment under the law?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, how would it look, given the prison sentence or even probation to an Olympic gold medalist?
Yeah, what harm was he doing?
Right. I mean, well, he was hanging out with drug dealers. That's what he was doing.
Throw the book at him.
I can't.
Throw the book at them.
Now you're talking. Send our kids a message.
Yeah, swim faster.
WVQC, People Powered Radio.
Hey, this is Willie, and you're going to be voting for a governor in your state, Kentucky, pretty quick. So think about Gigwood Galbraith, because he's my friend. I've known him a long time. He and I believe the same way about a whole lot of things, and I think you believe a lot of the same things that he does. So hear him out. Gigwood for governor. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, and I started the Tupac Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at Facebook.com/Teapot Party or through your local party, including the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, or start one in your area. And I like that one. Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and you're listening to Hip Hop Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WDQC-LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM, and WDQC.org, low power to the people. Also on WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
All right, it is Hemp Rock Radio. I want to thank Willie personally for that. And if you didn't see him, Nora Jones and Wynton Marsalis, and of course his harmonica player Mickey, who I met a couple of weeks ago, along with a lot of other cool musicians, were on David Letterman this past week performing. So if you didn't get to see that, I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. Look for David Letterman with Willie Nelson, and I bet you'll find it. It was a great, great tune and a great show. Anyway, I want to tell you what that song was. Of course, that beautiful, nice interlude came from, as I said, John Scofield, and the song was Let's Go Get Stoned. And what better nice instrumental than that to get stoned by? And, of course, as it says, music is so much better when you're high. That comes from a compilation CD. Now, Barnman, we had a technical difficulty earlier with the microphone, and you didn't get a chance to tell us what you're going to air on Hemp Rock TV. What you got coming up?
We have vitamin C, cannabis. And that's about how cannabis has been curing cancer and a lot of other things. It's a really interesting program. And then the OxyContin Express, snitching on people now, the pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
And how they're going down to Florida, and they got all these pain clinics down there. How they even run a shuttle airplanes down there for them and stuff.
What?
Yeah.
So this is obviously in the documentary.
Yeah, it's all in the documentary.
That's
what it is. The OxyContin Express is about an airplane flights that get down there to Broward County real cheap, where they got about 100 of these pain clinics. Well, they advertise like in City Beat and stuff like that. It's
unbelievable.
Oh, and the amounts of stuff they're coming out of there with is and then it goes on to comes back up to Greenham County, Kentucky, where the sheriff up there, he's losing it. He knows where all the stuff's coming from, and he can't do nothing about it.
Aww. Too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess he's getting paid under the table.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah. Corruption abound in this drug world.
The whole thing's corrupt. He's trying to point out the corruption.
Is he? Well, good for him. Maybe he won't make it then. We'll see what happens, because usually those kind of guys don't get to stay in office. But you're turning those in today, so they should be aired in the next week or so, probably.
Yeah, probably 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, that depends on... Sometimes they get it in quicker. Depends on how many other programs are being aired on both sides of the river, of course. But
it would be on about a week and a half in Kentucky.
All righty. Well, we'll probably have a schedule for you by next week, and I'll let you know when those two shows are coming on. And again, that's Hemp Rock TV. You can catch it in Insight Cable. If you're in Northern Kentucky, you can go to tbnk.org for the schedule.
That's every night over there.
That's right.
After 1 o'clock.
That's right. And, of course, here on Media Bridges, our parent public access organization here on channels 4 and 24 on your local Cincinnati access stations through, of course, Time Warner Cable. And now, we're going to be having some other stuff, too, coming up prior to the event that we have coming up. Of course, don't forget Hemp Rock Hemp Fest and the Worldwide Marijuana March is coming up May 7th. I'm going to, I'm just going to real quick go over what I actually made in the middle of the night, because I'm a glutton for punishment. Join us for the 2011 Worldwide Marijuana March, Saturday, May 7th from 3 to 4:20, downtown Cincinnati. Of course, there will be Giant Joints, a sign-in costume contest. Winners will be announced that night at the Hempfest. At 3 p.m., we'll gather with Reefer Roach and hopefully Pot and Hash and the Rich Spirit Drummers in March from the Underground Railroad Freedom Center to thank Cincinnati City Council for repealing Cincinnati's marijuana arrest law. Across the Covington Suspension Blue Bridge to Covington's old Kenton County Courthouse and Jail, to give thanks to Kentucky legislators and the governor for lowering marijuana penalties from a Class A misdemeanor to a Class B in Kentucky. Please bring your drums and other musical toys and join in, and of course, bring signs. Of course, after the march, Saturday Eve, May 7th, that same night, Hemp Rock Hemp Fest will be at the Riverfront West Pavilion. That is out in Miami-Town, Cleves, Ohio area. Doors will open at 6, and the music kicks off at 7. And the music guests include the Ohms, Madras Lounge, Wendy Oakley and the Posse, Vicariously Indecisive, and hopefully the Sock Monkeys. We'll get a confirmation on that real soon. Open Mind Productions and Zebulon of Babylon. That's what it is, Zebulon of Babylon. And another local hip-hop artist group called DFI, and we'll be playing all of their music over the next few weeks. There is also going to be a small fire show from Incendium Arts, the local cool fire burners, and Rich Spirit Drums. I hope to be able to make it as well. We will also have Normal and Ohio Patient Network, MMG Action Network. Hopefully the Students for Sensible Drug Policy will be able to make it. And Colonel Cannabis, Cincy Bud Kid, and many more. And we'll have drug reform groups, hemp and drug war info, raffles with Reefer Girls. And I don't mean we're raffling the girls off.
Damn it!
And, of course, again, the contest winners will be announced. This is a BYO, bees, bees,
two
event. Bees. Two or three B's. Of course, for more information, you can go to hemprock.com or call us at the Hemp Rock Hemp Line, because by Wednesday, I hope to have that updated.
I'm bringing a whole sack of bees.
Anyway, the number is 513-684-HEMP, and we'll let you know who those sponsors are very soon, of course, besides Hemp Rock, Cures Not Wars, and the local Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky Deep Pot Party. There is so much more to get to, of course. I don't ever have time in this 1 hour to get it in, but I will tell you a couple of quick headlines, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Delaware Senate approves medical marijuana. Now it just has to pass the House. That would be the 16th state. We also, let me pull up my email because I got a couple of things in there real quick. Let's see. Oh, I have to tell you about this. Go to richspiritdrums.org, I believe, or .com. They are doing some fundraisers to try to save the church. If you want to get in on that, church roof repair benefits are coming up. Richspiritdrums.com, you can get that information. Oh, my goodness, there is just so much stuff. Another headline, this is not a good one. The Illinois lawmakers killed their hemp bill. There was a hemp bill going through their state, and because they say, well, the feds aren't going to let us do it anyway, so what's the point? So they kick that down. That is not cool. But I'm sure the same folks that are pushing that will certainly get that going again, and we'll let you know what happens. Now, I'm not going to touch on this. I'm just going to leave this with you today. Two stories of bad cops are coming tomorrow. You like the DARE program, right?
No.
Not at all.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to leave you with this.
Teaching your kids to inform on you since 1983.
Yeah. And, of course, then there's always the story.
They got some nice stolen cars.
Nice stolen cars. That's exactly right. You see the cars all over there. DARE car. Yeah, well, they get that DARE car, and then they entice and push and exploit children in the cars and things like that. I'm just going to tell you the headline, and then you can tune in tomorrow for the rest. Colorado policeman accused of exploiting 15-year-old girl. That's right, folks. A DARE officer has raped one of his DARE students and others. Yeah. All right. I have to leave you with that because I want you to be pissed off. So you will tune in tomorrow to get the rest of the story, and we hope to have a guest. I'm waiting to hear back from a new organization with a new page out there. Uh-oh, I think I closed it. Anyway, it's Mary Jane Magazine. Go check them out. It's all women. for cannabis.
Awesome.
An online magazine coming out of San Francisco. Nice. We like it when women get involved. Anyway, don't forget the 420 in D.C. Go to Overgrow the Government, overgrowthegovt.org, and get more information on that 420 event. Anyway, it's Hemp Rock Radio. We're going to get out of here. I have, of course, rambled too much. Go ahead and roll that.
And I just want to say happy birthday, Christy, oh, wherever
right.
you are.
I forgot. We do have to say happy birthday to Chef Pot and Hash's
late wife,
who's passed away. And, of course, we have the can of Christy treats in honor of her. But I'm not sure what the recipe is tomorrow for the Hemp Rock Cafe.
Whatever you pick.
Whatever I pick. But
I have to be at work.
That's right. But either way, tune in. Same time, same place. It's Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress. He's Chef Pot and Hash. And the other one next to him is the Burn Man. We'll be back tomorrow.
The other one.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Pottsbury Dope Boy Pot and Hash. Speaking for the legalization of marijuana. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WBQC LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WBQC-LP is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.